every recession, there's been a massive transfer of wealth. That's when your millionaires become billionaires. Why? Because things are going on sale. Right now, people are fearful. So what is he doing? He's being greedy. So he's gobbling up things on a discount that people are offloading because they don't feel like they can afford them anymore. And that's one thing that this does, is not only does it suppress your balance and decrease the amount of interest that you're paying, but it also allows you to... Talk about the recasting feature of it too, because that's something that a lot of people don't understand of how HELOC is different than a mortgage and how recast.
Well, in our portfolio, and we see clients all the time that are getting sales bonuses. They may have sold a piece of real estate over here and they take and they dump that money back into their first lien HELOC on their primary residence. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, boom, that affects the amount of interest they pay. Mm-hmm. And then as they need it, it's available to them. So the cost to borrow is zero.
Yeah.
Once they put it in there. And so, you know, we're going through a time right now to where the media portrays, you know, the fear tactic of higher interest rates. You know, it's horrible. It's awful. I get all that. But the same time, the media is ran by the Wall Street pretty much. Yeah. Runs the media. Mm-hmm. And so what do they tell you to do on your investments, Michael? What do they tell you to do on your 401ks, on your mutual funds and things like that? Don't touch it. Just leave it alone.
Actually buy more. Buy the dip.
Well, yeah. But we'll see people with $200,000 or $300,000 in their 401k and they lose 20% of it, you know, which is $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
Yeah.
They never say a word.
Right.
It's just don't panic. Everything's going to be okay.
Right.
But rates spike from, you know, 3.5 to 5.5, 6, and then the sky's falling. But that's only a $300 to $400 to $500, $600 a month effect, $7,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And then it's pandemonium.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just stay the course,
right,
and you follow the strategy, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's the quote I was talking about is where he says, happiness is cash flow positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're all about.
Yeah. Yeah. So cash flow positive being you make more money than you spend.
Correct.
And that's how you drive down this. The homeless smart loan is just a great vessel to store cash. Mm-hmm. Until you need it to deploy it for other opportunities. And that's something that's not being talked about right now. So recession brings about an abundance of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Every recession, there's been a massive transfer of wealth. That's when your millionaires become billionaires. Why? Because things are going on sale. People are, as Warren Buffett would say, be greedy when people are fearful and be fearful when people are greedy. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, people are fearful. So what is he doing? He's being greedy. So he's gobbling up things on a discount that people are offloading because they don't feel like they can afford them anymore. And that's one thing that this does is not only does it suppress your balance and decrease the amount of interest that you're paying, but it also allows you to maintain liquidity. So when these opportunities arise, you've got access to your capital when you needed it the most for good times and bad.
Oh, yeah. And we have some of the best features. We've set this up for your clientele, and we have some of the best features on the back end of any lending institution in the country.
One of the features that I really like, it actually helped us during the pandemic. And when I say it helped us, probably 6 to 12 clients, so half a dozen to a dozen clients, that if they could not, there was some that lost a spouse, a lot of people were furloughed or lost their job because of the pandemic, and they had their HELOC. They had been practicing on it for 2 or 3 years. So they had half of it already knocked out. Well, one of the features of this HELOC that some or most HELOCs don't have is if you don't make a payment, what happens?
It can feed itself.
It feeds itself.
Yeah.
Actually, what the bank does is, well, you got plenty on your line, so we'll just add that to your balance. They don't report you late. You're not late. Mm-hmm. And they obviously don't even foreclose on you, right? So in a mortgage world, what would that look like?
Terrible.
Yeah, you got 4 months of no payments, and it's time to start packing.
A lot of phone calls.
Yeah. It's time to start packing. With this one, you know, clients could weather the storm. I was talking to one client, the interest payment was $1,000 and they had $120,000 left on their line. Well, how many months can they go without making a payment? 10 years.
10 years, that's right.
Now, they're not couch potatoes. They're not going to sit on the sideline for 10 years and weather the storm. They sat on the sideline for 6 to 7 months, got back on their feet, went back to practicing the strategy, blip on the radar, not a foreclosure. Think about, if people were doing this, if most of Americans were doing this in 2008, would we have seen 2008?
No, not near as bad as it was.
Right. And in fact, what did we learn from our hedge fund buddies about 2008 when it came to first lien paper versus mortgage?
It was the most outperforming product in the market.
And now what are the hedge funds doing? Calling us, right?
Absolutely.
They want the paper because it performs. What they're wanting to do is buy first lien position HELOC paper to offset projected losses that, and defaults that they'll get on the mortgage side because a HELOC can feed itself. So now we've talked about the benefits of a HELOC in good times and bad, but that's one of the features of the Home of the Smart Loan that a lot of banks don't have is, you could do this on another HELOC where you have to move money out of the HELOC into a checking account and then from the checking account back into the HELOC. This one, you don't have to do anything.
Right. We've made it pretty much seamless.
Right. Yeah. It's perfect for the strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, not really. I mean, it's just, again, the main thing is, you know, a mortgage, people tend to jump in and out, refinance every 4, 5, 6 years. Our customers stay with it. They love it. They get used to it and it's self-sufficient and there's really no worries to it.
Yeah. It's just stay the course.
Yeah.
You know, are there other alternatives out there that maybe you get a little bit ahead here and there with promo rates or second lien this and all that? Look, we've been in business for 8 years and we've seen multiple swings in interest rates. And yeah, we've seen actually in 2018, not this bad, obviously, but they spiked in 2018, then they plummeted in 2020. It will be the same thing. It's spiked right now.
We still have the same clients from 18 as we do in 2022. They still have the same product under the same umbrella. And they love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Interest rates will go back down.